Got it, Rex.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks. I'm looking at getting my Subaru tuned, which you guys
okay.
do. And I was actually on the internet looking at a thing called a, which you sell a Cobb access port.
Yep.
Which supports my car for a stage one tune with an airbox in a kit. And I've sent him an email, but I would like to eventually, or sooner rather than later maybe, put a flex fuel tune on it.
What car is it?
An O8 STI hatch.
Yep. So those off-the-shelf maps that come with the access port, they're just generic maps. I wouldn't recommend running them long-term.
No.
So they're basically, so you can put your mods on and drive to your tuner to actually get the car tuned properly.
Right.
Yeah.
So all my car has at the moment is a AVO intake pipe that replaced the wrinkly pipe and X-Force cat-back exhaust.
Yeah.
So I would like to put a proper dump pipe on it and get run with your suggestions.
Yeah, I'd be doing, full turbo back exhaust, colder intake and the tune. But I wouldn't use the off-the-shelf maps. You can use the access port, that's fine. So we can tune it on the access port.
I like that access port thing because it gives you a whole lot of gauges and data to watch in the whole flex fuel system. It's kind of expensive, but it's very comprehensive and plug and play. Brackets
yeah,
to go
so
on the car, etc.
Probably wouldn't recommend the Cobb one. We've got our own kits that we can build for you. They're probably cheaper than the Cobb ones.
Oh, cool.
For flex fuel, you're probably not going to make crazy amounts of power on a stock turbo.
That's fine. I was wondering, would you recommend going to like a P20 exhaust housing? I've done that with BS34 on 2 litres before and it was pretty good.
Not going to do much for you. I'd just be upgrading the turbo.
Oh, okay. What sort of upgrade turbo do you suggest?
So
I was thinking, my car's kind of high case, but it seems pretty good. I'll do a look down test. Sorry?
How many
270. 270.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Not had a hard life. It's not knocking or blowing smoke, but I was looking at maybe buying a factory bottom end and doing the heads, and then I saw you had drop-in pistons, did a bit of research on that, thought maybe that's not a bad idea too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely worth doing like a 257 with some drop-in pistons and head studs, obviously.
Head studs, yeah. And a good oil pump,
tuning...
and I was maybe a stump and a pickup.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. If you're going to be tuning it on the stock engine, do a compression test first before you even think about it.
I'll do a leak down. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't worry about a leak down. I'd do a compression.
Just compression?
Yeah, compression
or just
test.
Go and buy a block.
Or that, if you want to spend money straight off the bat.
I might do that. 270,000 Ks. Kind of cute myself.
Yeah, you'll be on limited life with that thing. So, it's not going to last.
And then you get catastrophic failure and risk hurting the head. So we might as well start fresh.
Basically, yeah.
So, steps, I'm flat out till Christmas, so I can't do much, but I can collect parts. I can pick up off my local Subaru dealer, they'll fix me up for a short motor over, I'm on the other side of town to you.
Yeah.
Drop-in pistons, I mean, I've got a decent torque gauge and bore measuring gauges and that. Do you suggest splitting the cases to put them in, or just buy a torque plate and set the ring gaps and push them in from the top?
I won't need a torque plate or anything like that. You'll be able
to set ring gaps, no?
No, not to set ring gaps, like the gaps. You'll be able to set them as it is. You don't even have to split the block or anything.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so the pistons, you can literally pop the old ones out and put the new ones straight in when that block's like delivered to you. Like don't disassemble anything other than obviously the piston ring, the piston pins you have to take out. That's it.
Yeah. Should be pretty easy on a fresh bottom end.
Yeah, it'll be very, very easy.
Yep. I still have to set the gaps, though, won't I? They won't be pre-gap rings on A and B pistons, I can't imagine.
I'd be checking them anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
But, I think some of them say they're preset, but, I wouldn't trust that.
Oh, I don't think that, There's too many variations in the blocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, steps. If I had that, if I bought that access port that's... Like, do you have the one that's... Like, they say... I found one that I really liked, and it was a whole kit, and there's a company in Australia that imports it and sells it, and it was flex fuel, the whole lot, all of that. But it actually is not supported for the Australian domestic market. So I got on their website, and they've got a basic one with an air filter box that supports. Well, I need
probably
that to
wouldn't
to you.
Read as the access port. If you're doing mods, probably not, depending on what mod you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so if you're
going
to do the bottom end and do flex fuel, you're going to have to get the car towed here, but it's not going to run on the big injectors.
Yeah,
yeah. So you can probably do an... We do e-tuning as well, so we can probably send you a map. Obviously, Warwick will have to charge you for that.
Yep.
And then you'll be able to drive the car on that map to us.
I can bring it over on a trailer if you're only going to have it for a day. I can just turn up early and tow it over. We've got a patrol.
If it's the first start, it's very hard. Unless you're going to, you know, start it, run it in, and then do the mods yourself.
Oh, that's not a bad idea too, yeah. Progress.
Yeah, maybe do it
as a stock
car. Or
can you run it in on the dyno, can you?
Not really. So on a stock engine, they say you need to do 1,000 Ks.
Yeah, so I would need to put the bottom end unit, leave it as it is, break that in, and put the mods on, then get it to you.
I reckon that's probably the better option for you. If you're doing all the work yourself, and obviously if you're capable of doing all that sort of stuff, I would, drop the new engine in as a stock car, run it in, so 1,000 K run in, drop the oil, check over everything, and then do the mods.
Then do the mods. And so on your website, the flex fuel setup and that, is that all there? I couldn't find it.
Probably not. It's all kits, and we're moving away from that website, so we're getting a new website that we're building literally this week. It's probably going to be ready for launch. Or next week, something like that. Flex fuel wise, we normally use a Z-tronics flex fuel kit.
Z-tronics.
Yeah, so buy
is that
Z-tronics.
Capital Z.
Yeah, capital Z. So Z-tronics, Z-E-I-tronics.
Z-E-I.
Yeah. And then you'll need probably 1,050cc injectors, so injector dynamics.
That seems to be the consensus,
Depending on how much power you're going for. So those are good for up to like 270, 280. If you're planning for 300 plus, I'd go for 1,300s.
Kilowatts, are you talking?
Yeah.
So is that, so that's 300 at the wheels on flex fuel?
Yeah, it depends on what you're chasing. So the 1,300s will be good for 300 kilowatts to 330.
Oh, 1,300cc injectors? So
huge
push.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Whereas the 1,050s will only be good for, like, you know, 270, 280.
What's a sensible power level to chase with a factory bottom end with your drop-in pistons and fresh heads and head studs?
If you're doing factory bottom end, stock rods, some forged pistons, you'd be pretty safe around 300.
300 kilowatts at the wheels on the
A85. On the 85, and on 98, it'd be around 240.
Yeah, that sounds great. 240 all day. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to talk to you about a recipe and what parts to amass before we do this.
Yeah, we can organise all the parts for you if you want. Like, we've got everything here, so we can build you a whole kit, invoice, and you can just come grab everything if that's easier for you. Or you can just yourself. It doesn't really phase us too much.
No, I'd rather get the bits that work for the people that are tuning the car. Like, well, I don't really want to throw spanners in the works. So let's make it smooth.
Oh, good. Easy. If you want to do that.
Do you want to email me a recipe or something and I could start
talking
everything I need?
Do you
want
to maybe shoot us through an email instead? I'll forget to do it because I'm in the middle of doing something else right now.
100%.
If you want, shoot us through an email to sales@gotitrex.com.au.
So, is it REX or
WREX? REX.
REX.com.au.
Yep. And then just pop in there what car you've got. And put some details of what you want to do and how much power you're sort of chasing. And obviously you want... What's that?
I'll put attention you and re our conversation. What was your name again?
My name's Tony.
Tony. Sorry, Tony. I forgot it.
Yeah, so just pop in there. Like, we can even supply the bottom end, probably cheaper than Subaru is going to give it to you. If you want to do... Like,
I'm supposed to get trade off them and they quoted me 3.5 and I thought that's a bit scuzzy. I can get it cheaper elsewhere.
I don't know how much they're going for at the moment. Al normally deals with all that sort of stuff, but it'd be worth just shooting us an email and see what sort of pricing we can do for you for that stuff, and then all the mods.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, because I'm flat out working 6 or 7 days a week at Christmas, and I'd like to kick it off in, like, when do you come back? February or middle January?
We'll be back mid-Jan.
Yeah, so I'd like to kick it off then, you know, get really busy. So, it might even be expedient if we, I'll put it all in the email. If you give me a price just to supply the block and the piston, so I come pick up the whole kit, take it home,
can do that.
Run it
in,
fit everything else, tow it back to you. Leave it there, come back for it when you're done.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, I could drive it there, like you said. Oh, no, I can't, because I'll have everything pivoted.
Yeah, you have
but
the
anyway,
mods on there.
We'll
definitely run it in,
we'll
do the mods later. Yeah, no, easy. Yeah, Send us an email, and then we'll work out a parts list for you, and we'll see what discounts we can give you.
Thanks, man.
No, done, easy.
Appreciate it. I'm Gareth. I'll send you an email probably tonight.
Yeah, done, perfect.
I'm on the ladders now, so it'll be sometime tonight.
No, all good, easy.
Thanks, Tony.
All good, thanks.
Excuse me.